Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, here with my wonderful husband, Benny. Grateful and thankful to be with you all again this week for a relevant kingdom teaching. I am excited to hear what my husband is going to be sharing on this evening from the topic, Leveraging Your Faith Over Your Fears. And he's coming to you from Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3, which reads this way. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Now, you know, we can read this scripture all the time, and we can say, I've got faith the grain of a mustard seed. But then when challenges come and fear shows his head, you know, that false evidence appearing real, we have to really buckle down and see where we are and make sure that we are indeed leveraging our faith over our fears. So I'm going to be handing it over to my husband, Elder Benny, now. And we are going to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say through him.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening, listeners. It is indeed a pleasure to be able to come on this evening and share with you something that has been on my heart for a long time, but specifically this week as I've gone through some changes and been able to overcome them by being able to just put my faith in the right place. So we come to you this evening, Father, thanking you for all that you have done, all that you will do. Lead and guide me, Father, as I release this word on this evening, and show me what you have shown me all week so that the listeners would be able to glean something from the words that we will speak this evening. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So as I was just going through some things this particular week, I started to thinking, how could I have gotten through some of the things that I went through if I did not have faith? Just recently, we relocated. I had to leverage some faith to be able to make that move because I could have been content with being fearful and stayed where I was. So I started looking at what do we need to do and what do we need to focus on when we're leveraging our faith versus our fears. And as I looked at them, I said, you know, everybody likes to go to Merriam-Webster to find out answers, which those answers are not going to be consistent with what God would have us to do. But I went and I looked at it anyway. And Merriam-Webster, the definition of fear is an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation of awareness of danger. Now, a lot of things that we have in our lives is not dangerous, but we still have fear. So, when I looked at that definition, I said, well, that really doesn't tell everything that we need to know when we're talking about fear, because everything that we fear is not dangerous to us. Some things are dangerous to us. We do it anyway, such as, you know, people who smoke cigarettes. The Surgeon General says it's hazardous to your health, but people do it anyway. Then I looked at faith. looking at Merriam-Webster definition, and it talked about being sincere in intentions, act in good faith, belief and trust, and loyalty to God, belief in traditional doctrine of a religion. And that's one word I would just kick out all the way, was that traditional word, when sometimes tradition is not the way that we need to be going, because somehow, in some way, someone probably got taught wrong and did not, and just was following tradition. So I always have to go and look at the word. And, of course, you know, we can go and see many versions in the Bible, many stories about faith and how we leverage faith and how it's going to turn out when we do that. Now, I was led to leave Hebrews chapter 11 and specifically to verses 1 through 3, which was read by my wife, Prophetess Valerie. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. They were commended for this. Commended by who? Commended by God. For trusting and believing what was being told to them and following through on it. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. You know, those things, as I looked at that, I got to thinking that in order for us to get through situations, we must first have trust in God. So the question I ask is, do you have complete trust in God? Because if you waver in that faith, and I see this and hear this all the time. In fact, just this week, I even did it myself. And it's something that I always say, that we must be careful who we ask. I ask for prayer. Now, there's probably nothing wrong with asking someone to pray, but am I telling God then that I'm going to ask someone for prayer because I don't think that my prayer is strong enough, that my belief in God. So God wants us to understand that we have to believe and trust in whatever it is that is going on. If it's good or bad, there's a reason for it, and that God has already predestined us to be able to go through these things and come out favorably. So we must trust and believe that God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Secondly, we must believe that he placed Jesus on the earth to walk amongst men so that he could demonstrate some of the things that we would be able to do in the future. Thirdly, we must believe that Jesus bled, died, and arose and saved us from our sins. Once we accept this truth, then we are able to overcome the fears, the challenges that the world has put before us. But then there's another key. There's another key and a piece of the puzzle that people miss sometimes. And this is where we start to waver in our faith, where we start to allow fear to sort of take over what we should be believing that God has already put in place. Now, when Jesus was preparing to leave, he knew that he had an assignment. He knew that he had to do something. But he said, I will pray and ask the Father to send you an advocate, a helper. And the missing key to that fear versus that faith is enlisting the help of the Holy Spirit. That's the helper that Jesus said that would be sent to lead, guide, and direct us and show us the way to go so that we can understand the kingdom principles that are before us. Understanding that there is an established kingdom that all who believe stand to inherit. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Now, he didn't talk about, he did not mention God so loved Benny Burrell, God so loved Valerie. He said, it says God so loved the world. So every individual can tap into that faith and be able to do the things that they need to do. We always hear motivational speakers and some kingdom leaders say this: think big, think big. Changing your mindset then in that in the kingdom there is nothing but good that's going to become of whatever we are supposed to be achieving in our life. So we're starting to look at, so I was starting to look at some things, and as we look at Hebrews, we look at even mentioned is Noah. Noah was a man that took God seriously, and that's something that we have to do. We have to take God serious when we're starting to doubt him and doubting the things that have already been told to us and things that Holy Spirit reveals to us and that we do not allow ourselves to fulfill. When Holy Spirit tells me, okay, take this route to work, then that's what I should do. All right, take this route to work, then that's what I should do. If I deviate from that, then I'm being disobedient and not being able to fulfill the things that I would need to do. Nehemiah was a man who silenced the naysayers. And there's a lot of people that I've talked to in ministry where they silenced the naysayers. You know, we have people in our Bible study that have been able to do just that. When people start to tell them that you can't do this, but again, with Nehemiah, they said he couldn't do, but he was able to fulfill what God had proclaimed that was going to occur. Job was a man whose life was resolved, was tested beyond imagination, yet did not curse God, and he moved further. And here's the other thing. He did not curse God. Well, there's another thing that we have to understand. We cannot curse Holy Spirit because we know that there's the Father, the Son, in the Holy Spirit. We cannot curse Holy Spirit. So when we're doing things that are contrary to what God wants us to do, as we are guided through by Holy Spirit, then we're going to see that that's not the right way. And all this, again, speaking of Job, did not sin, did not charge God with wrong. So sometimes we go through some trials and tribulations. I remember, and I always tell people this, and it's truth. When I was 9, my father died from a heart attack. And I heard other family members, and I was 9 years old, but I had, someone that had given me some good advice and understanding what God has planned, and maybe I might not have understood it very well as a kid, but I would never and never to this day ask the question, why God, why did, and So that is one of the things that we got to remember. We're always asking these why questions because we don't have faith in what we should believe in. Why is this going on? Why is that going on? You have to understand that all of these things work for the good. And so no matter what happens, Joseph was a man who completely voted to the Lord, even in the times of injustice, betrayal, and tribulation, and temptation, I mean. So we got to remember, even when evil, we think evil is against us, many people just don't know how to follow what saith the Lord. They start to deviate in pattern. So anyway, that's what's on my mind. That's what I've had to say. I'm going to pass this off to my wife, Prophetess Burrell, and let's, you know, cause she always has some really good insight as well, and we do work together as a team for the Lord.
Good stuff, leveraging your faith over your fears. You've heard it time and time again, fear being false evidence appearing real. And let me say, we've got several callers on the line, and we thank God for you. If you have a question or a comment, we definitely would love for you to press one, and we will bring you live in the conversation. Leveraging your faith over your fears. Many times we will question, how do I even leverage my faith? Because I have doubts. I have some insecurities. I have questions. And you said just a few minutes ago, Benny, often we're asking the whys. But I ask God why. I ask Holy Spirit why. Why is a certain thing taking place? Why does it seem like I'm in a cycle and the same things are happening? I ask the question, what am I missing? What am I doing? I want to know these things because when I continue to be in that cycle, it causes fear to really, it happens. Like when I get to a certain point and because I've failed in the past, I think I'm going to fail again. And so my fear comes up and I have to say, okay, wait a minute, God, I trust God, you said. And sometimes as we're putting God in remembrance of his word, we're also strengthening ourselves. And I want to encourage our listeners tonight, please, 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 please understand that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and gives you insight and instruction about his plan for your life, be careful not to give everybody all your stuff. You understand what I'm saying with that? Have a trusted circle, trusted, tried circle that you can go to, have a mentor, have a coach that you can go to and discuss what it is that you're hearing from the Holy Spirit and ways to implement it. Because too often we'll share what we've heard from God, what we've heard from the Holy Spirit. We'll share it with other people, and they will sow seeds that will cause fear to happen. And so leveraging your faith over your fears means that you have to be very strategic in your conversation. You have to be very strategic, even in your thinking. You have to operate with the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You have to be dying daily, that your flesh is not ruling, that you're being led by the Spirit of God in all things. And when you're doing that, and when the line is clear, and you're able to hear, articulate what the Holy Spirit is saying, it's going to build you up in your most holy faith. And it will help you diminish those opportunities from even show its face. But it happens when you're obedient and you're operating in the plan of God. Often we also have people who have been misinformed. I'm going to raise my hand. And I can't blame nobody. But I, for a long time, only exercise what was presented. And I was a student of the word, I was a teacher of the word, but I didn't always dig deep. I didn't always enlist the Holy Spirit to give me insight and clarity on what I was doing. And so I was I was living my life based on an interpretation that made me feel that God was limiting me. And by all means, we know that God is not limiting us. God has great expectation for each of us. The favor of God is available to each of us. The plan of God is available to each of us as we've received Him as Lord and Savior over our lives. We have great expectation present, waiting. But if we've been misinformed where we're always waiting for God to come and do what He's already placed the capacity and the propensity in us to do, but we're saying, I'm waiting on the Lord, and the Lord said, well, I'm waiting on you. Those circumstances and situations will then cause us, when it's time to move in the things of God, for us to be fearful. Because we'll be like, well, I thought that, you get in that the dumb look place, like, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? And that's why Holy Spirit is saying, look, the word says in 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approval, work and be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Sometimes you can hear a teaching, you can hear a preaching, you can go to a seminar, you can do all those things. But God said, in all that, get understanding. So if you hear something you're not sure of, go to the word of God. Go to God in prayer. Seek the Holy Spirit for clarity so that you're really able to leverage your faith and not allow misunderstanding and miscomprehension to cause you to fear what it is that God is saying. My husband shared with you several accounts of people who have strong faith in the Bible. And I think about Elijah, who's a man who failed himself in such a way that God, as a result, God used him mightily. And that comes out of 2 Kings 1:15. Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him, do not be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. See, when you're not afraid to do what God has said, when you're allowing your faith to place a leverage on the gift that's within you, and you're not fearful of what you see, you're not fearful of what you've heard from man, you're not fearful of seeing in the mirror, but you trust God. Like Benny said at the beginning, do we really trust Him? So when you trust Him, we can go like this account. When God gives us instruction, we can go and do what He said. We can be used of Him mightily. If we're able to exercise our faith over our fears. And somebody might still say, well, Valerie, how? I've told you how. The first thing is you really have to have a relationship with Christ. We have a lot of people who we're thankful. I'm going to back that up. I'm going to rephrase that. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Principles, kingdom models, kingdom strategies, the kingdom of God, they work. But if you don't know them, they won't work for you. You understand what I'm saying? My husband shares this all the time, Maya Angelou, when you know better, you do better. That goes back. When you know better, you do better. And so if there's something that you want out of your life that's greater than where you woke into you concerning that thing, then guess what? Equip yourself. Equip yourself to be that vessel, to be used by God, to glorify Him in the earth, exercising your faith, believing that what God said, He meant it. And His word is not going to return void. It's going to happen, but it's going to take us being diligent and obedient to what's been spoken and overcoming our fear in it. Wow, honey, this is a great teaching. I'm going to give it back to you. Again, callers, if you have questions or comments, we're down to like the last 5 minutes. Please do press one and we'll bring you live. Amen.
You know, again, you know, just going through this week, I think about, after spending 32 years in the law enforcement profession, of the many law enforcement persons that I've worked with in the last 30-something years, and they always ask this question, Some of them are so fearful of retiring. I've known some that work 43 years or so, 45 years, because they don't know how to do anything else. That's what they say. What am I going to do? Well, there's plenty of things to do when you're out and really diligently working for God. Not saying that they're not doing God's work, because some of them are really doing some really great things in the law enforcement community. However, they don't. They're so fearful to try anything else, then they get lost. They get lost. And so, you know, they put so much stock in being fearful of doing other things that they end up losing all that they, even families. I commended a lady today. She was saying her husband retired from law enforcement, and then he went back and worked for another department because that's all he knows. But then on the other side, she's standing by him when he has the ability to do more and not just in one profession. So sometimes we get stuck in, because of fear, not understanding that we need to have faith in God. And the key that I always remember is that in John 14:16, and Jesus is talking, and he says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you, not for a little while, but forever. Forever. So that right there tells us that he had a plan for us to do better, for us to have faith, believing that we're never left alone.
Amen. Thank you, Arthur, for sharing tonight. Leveraging your faith over your fears. We pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you. I know this dialogue has been a blessing to me as we sit here and share, and we'll continue to dialogue to make sure that we really are trusting God, that we are taking the steps as he has ordained for us, and that we're not being manipulated by our own thoughts, our own fears, to keep us from what God has ordained. It is our prayer that this blessing, this message has been a blessing, that it has empowered you, that after this, you will take the responsibility to empower teaching or other teachings from our archive or share with them as the Holy Spirit reveals to you what to say, what to do, how to respond. He'll give you all of that. There's no need to fear. So, Father, we thank you. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you. We give you praise for what's been released on this evening. We're thankful that these seeds have fallen on good ground and that they will bring forth a harvest in the obedience of your people to leverage your faith over their fears, that we will all be living epistles being read of men in the earth, glorifying you, God, and giving you all praise. We thank you now. And we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen. We invite you, if you have prayer requests, we will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. You can send your prayer request to empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox your prayer request to us. Until next week, we say God bless you. We love you.